This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The top United Nations court has ordered Israel to halt its military operations in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israel insists it has the right to defend itself from Hamas militants and is unlikely to comply with the ruling. The order by the International Court of Justice further ratchets up international pressure on an increasingly isolated Israel to rein its war in Gaza on Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. There's been a devastating landslide in Papua New Guinea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Australian Broadcasting Corporation says more than 100 people are believed to have been killed in a landslide that buried a village in remote Papua New Guinea. But local villagers say the number dead could be much higher. The landslide reportedly hit at about 3 a.m. local time on Friday. Videos on social media show locals pulling out bodies buried under rocks and trees. Prime Minister James Marapis says authorities are responding and he would release information about the destruction and loss of life when it's available. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations Human Rights Office on Friday warned there was a risk of serious rise in violence in Myanmar.
Some of the most serious allegations concern incidents of killing of Rohingya civilians and the burning of their property. Tens of thousands of civilians have been displaced in recent days by the fighting in Butidaung and Mangdao townships.
Spokesperson for the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Elizabeth Rossell, a powerful armed ethnic group in Myanmar, said last week it had won control over a town in a western state after weeks of fighting. It has denied accusations it had targeted members of the Muslim minority Rohingya during the offensive.